Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. My guest this morning is Russell Grizzle, who is president of Global Flooring at Millican. Russell, appreciate you being with us today.
Thank you, Kemp. Looking forward to it.
Well, I've been wanting to talk to you because you've been in the news in a big way. We all had heard the rumors for, I guess, several weeks that this was going to happen. Now you've announced it last week that Millican has acquired Constantine. Let me ask you, what motivated Millican to want to acquire a company like Constantine?
Well, we saw Constantine as a premier design-oriented carpet company that would really help us round out our portfolio.
Yeah. Let's talk about those synergies. When you buy a company like Constantine, what do you get?
Well, they've got a great brand, very well known in particularly among architects and designers. From a standpoint of product, they make a lot of high-end broad-lumen tile, and we think that look that they bring to the marketplace really diversifies and is very synergistic with what we already offer.
And actually, they're already where, you know, we've been watching you and we've been seeing, you know, for a long time, Millican was known for it would tough white nylon and then run it through the Millitron, and it was primarily a print house. But you've been moving toward a solution dyed with high-low textures. You've been moving in a direction that Constantine has already been. That helps in your move in that direction, doesn't it?
Yeah, we think so. A couple of years ago, we started with our piece dye pattern application
right. With
a big change toward texture,
right. Tufting
in a lot of texture. That happened in 2005 or so. And then, as you saw at Neocon, as you related there, Kemp, that we had launched our first round of graphics solution dyed carpet tile at Neocon this past June,
right. Getting
a great response to that. And we think Constantine, with their look, their piece dyed application look, gives us a very well-rounded product portfolio in this specified commercial carpet segment.
And when you look at the sectors, the subsectors of the commercial side of the business, you're extremely strong in hospitality, and that extends over to healthcare, especially in assisted living. But they're also strong on the corporate side, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very strong. That's the bulk of their business. Of course, that's been our traditional biggest market, even though we tried to really diversify our segments with a segmentation strategy.
Right.
But they're, you know, just adds to all segments. In fact, we believe Constantine brings some things that we can cross to our hospitality and even our residential business.
Yeah. So the plan moving forward, when you start talking integration, you're in LaGrange, that's where most of your operation is. They're mostly in Calhoun. So from a manufacturing standpoint, that'll remain the same.
That's our plan in the short term in particular, but we certainly believe that even for the long term, we'll maintain a very significant presence in Calhoun and Dalton now. We're very excited about that as well.
Yeah, and your plan, too. I mean, there's going to be a Millican brand and a Constantine brand. I mean, you're going to keep the brand separate, aren't you?
We are for the first few years, certainly, for sure. And so we're very excited about that. And of course, that's going to take a little bit of work as we bring in the Constantine management team and we get to know each other over the next few months. We'll get their input on how we do that going long term and come up with the best solution.
Well, that brings up an interesting question. You know, Dr. Bob Wiener, he's an icon out there in the business. And interestingly, you know, when you look at his past, he started Harbinger and sold it to Mohawk and then started Print Street and sold it to Interface. And now he's started Constantine and sold it to you. And sure, for at least the near term, he's going to continue to work with you. Is that right?
He is. We hope to use Bob's talents and his well-known reputation out there in not just the Constantine brand, but also looking across all the Millican brand and all its segments that we play in that you mentioned earlier, and trying to give us a little help there with his design talent and his contacts throughout the industry.
Okay. Now, they have, this is kind of getting a little into the weeds, but they also have a dye line, I think they call the Color Master, which is probably duplicated with what the technology you guys have. You probably don't even know yet how you're going to work through all of some of that integration, do you?
Well, we're still working through the integration in total, Kemp, but their Color Master dye line up there, we do not have that here. So it is strictly an add-on technology to us. They use a fluid dyer, and we don't have one of those in operation right now. So it is completely synergistic.
Okay. Well, we watch you guys closely. You just recently acquired a good friend of ours. You brought in Mark Clayton, who I know is going to be in charge of some things you're doing in a move on the residential side. And, you know, when you look back at what Bob did, when Bob started Constantine, I think in 95, it was a residential mill, and then he moved it over and became a very strong commercial brand. Will you use this acquisition both sides of the market, do you think?
We're planning to, and we think we can do that very quick, Kemp. We plan to take some of the products that Constantine already makes, mm-hmm. maybe slight tweaks in colorations and or constructions a little bit, but we're hoping to launch our first round of those type products that surfaces in late January okay. in our residential business under, as you mentioned, Mark Clayton's direction.
Right. And as we look at the way this recession is going to recover, there's a good chance we're going to start to see a little bit more life on the residential side before we're going to see it on the commercial side. So that strategy would play well, wouldn't it?
It would. We're excited about it. When we hired Mark, we had a lot of plans that I would classify as organic
right.
to grow our residential business and become a much bigger player in that market. And this just gives us an additional opportunity here, we think, in the short term.
All right. Well, here's the $64 question. You may not want to answer this one, but are you through, or you got some other acquisitions in mind?
Well, we don't have. I mean, we've got our hands full, Kemp, right now on integration. I think if you look at business books, integration is where most acquisitions fail to deliver.
Right.
So we're going to spend a lot of time there making sure this one goes very, very well. But at the same time, we hope to continue to look at other acquisitions in the future, even though we don't have anything cooking right now.
Yeah.
Our last acquisition was actually back in, we did make one in this division back in 1999, although it was in Europe in our matting business.
Right, with Constantine. Most of it's going to be directed at this U.S. marketplace, right?
Yes, most of it. That is their core market today.
Right.
Although we have manufacturing and sales presence all through the world, so where we can cross these products into our international business is just one of the other synergies. So we hope to bring this to a much more international presence of their product line and their name.
You know, Russell, the Constantine has some hard surface products. Are you going to keep those in the mix?
We plan to, yes. Their total portfolio of dyed carpet, hard surfaces, all the things that they currently offer to the market, we plan to keep, and we're looking at it more as a one-stop shop in the future.
Well, I got to admit, you know, when you look at Milliken and you look at the talents you have there, you know, with Kay on the design side and Dave on the marketing and management side, you're already a leader. Now you bring in the reputation that Constantine's got. It's won several awards. I think every year they end up winning the product design awards. So it looks like that you guys are going to be quite a faction to watch on the commercial side.
Well, thank you. And that's our plan, you know. Again, we're doing this to better serve our customers and Constantine customers by rounding out our portfolio. They've already got great contacts and sales associates beyond the product that we're very, very excited about as we can round out their portfolio as well as take their list of products, hard surfaces and carpet, into our sales force. And in the end, we think we provide a very good solution to our combined customer base.
All right. Well, congratulations on that acquisition, and thank you for spending time with us this morning. We've been talking to Russell Grizzle, who is the president of the global flooring sector of Milliken's carpet business, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.